One of the greatest things that I've ever experienced, and I experience this from time to time, is when there's not enough, there's so many kids, there's not enough room for the pastor up there. And honestly, I think that's a sign of a pretty cool church. What do you think? You guys think this is a pretty cool church? Good. All right. Now, it's a good thing that I didn't tell you before you came up what we're talking about, because we're talking about, we're going to have a history lesson. Wow. Yeah. I feel the same way you do. History, yay! We sang a hymn today. We sang a hymn today called, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Did you guys sing that too? Yeah, we had the words, Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. Yeah? Do you at least remember other people singing it? Oh, good. Does anybody know who wrote that hymn? A thousand people. That's good, but no. No, no, no. A guy named Charles Wesley wrote that hymn. Now, Charles Wesley, that name Wesley might sound familiar because the person who started the Methodist Church was named John Wesley, and John and Charles were brothers. In fact, Charles was a big part of starting this church. And he wrote a whole lot of hymns. He wrote a whole lot of songs. Now, he didn't write the music, but he wrote the words for the hymns. Now, how many verses do you think there are in Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing? We sang four of them, but how many do you think there are? Weren't you here last service? All right, you bite your tongue over there, young lady. Good. 1,000. It's a little less than 1,000. 100. It's a little less than 100. That was a good guess. Well, all right. 50. It's less than 50. 25. It's less than 25, but you're getting closer. There's more than 10. 15. It's a little more than 15. It's a little tiny more than 15. I heard 17 over here. As far as I know, there's 17 verses to that hymn. You guys ready to sing all 17 verses? Here we go. Oh, no, we're not going to do... Oh, all right. Sydney's ready to play. There's 17 verses. Now, one of the reasons I think that Charles Wesley wrote lots of hymns was he wanted to tell people about his church. Do you think that's important to tell people about your church? I think it's important, too. And he did a great job at using the words in his hymns to talk about God, to talk about his church. It was a great thing. Now, Charles didn't write music, like I said. So where do you think he got some of that music? From churches? You think he got it from John? You know, John wrote some hymns, too, but he didn't necessarily write the music. Nope. Here's what some people say. Here's what some people say. There's disagreement. I want you to know that there's disagreement about this. Okay, some people say that the way Charles Wesley got some of the music from his hymns is he went to the nearest bar. Yep, he went to the nearest bar. Now, he lived in the 1700s, right? So that was a few hundred years ago. And one of the things people would do in bars that we do a little less often now is they would sing these raucous songs, these bar songs, these pub tunes, right? So what some people say, and I like this idea, is that Charles would listen to some of those bar songs, and then he'd write lyrics that fit some of those bar songs. Now, a lot of people, some bishops, right, some educated people with more letters behind their name than I have, will say no, that John and Charles Wesley would have found that offensive. They would have found that disgusting. Another word for disgusting is vile. I like that word. Vile, right? But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think they did it because they thought it was disgusting, because they thought it was vile. One of the things we have from John Wesley, here's a little more history. One of the things we have from John Wesley, we have all of his journals, right? His diaries. Any of you write in a diary? John Wesley wrote in a diary, right? And one of the things that he wrote in his diary, hey, Cameron, can you guys stop? One of the things that John wrote in his diary, one day he decided to preach outside. Now, that was a time when people didn't preach outside. So you know what he wrote in his diary? He said, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I have submitted to be more vile. In other words, I find it so disgusting to preach outside that I'm going to call it vile, and I'm going to do it anyway because I think that's what God's asking me to do. So I wonder if Charles Wesley thought that taking these bar songs was vile, and he felt like that was the right way to get his message to the people. To help them to learn about the church using music whose melodies they already know. Here's what I want you to get out of this history lesson, and I hope that you'll remember parts of it because I think it's kind of cool. And the thing that I want you to get out of this history lesson is I think it's important to talk about our faith. I think it's important to talk about what we think about God. I think it's important to talk about how Jesus loves us and how God loves us and how God asks us to love everybody else. That's what I think is important. And that's one of the things that I think that John and Charles were really, really good at. Okay? That's my message for you. Don't forget to talk about your faith and don't be afraid of it. Now, I'd like to close in prayer. And if you remember, I like to say it and for you to repeat after me, okay? And you all can join in too. Dear God, thanks for the way you talk to us. Sometimes you talk to us so much that we forget to listen. Help us to hear you. Help us to listen for your words. And help us to speak your love with everyone we meet. Amen.